Lamprey populations across the Pacific Northwest have fallen in the past half century. Conservation officials and Native American tribes say this is troubling because of lamprey's importance to the ecosystem. Now an effort is underway to monitor the numbers of these eel-like fish in southern coastal Oregon to help researchers learn about their migration patterns and challenges. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
In Eel Creek, just north of Coos Bay, about a dozen people with waders and nets scan the water. One man holds a prod attached to a large device on his back, making him look more like one of the Ghostbusters than a researcher.
No, he's not with Ghostbusters. That's an electroshocker.
Mike Mader is watershed coordinator for the Ten Mile Lakes Basin Partnership. Along with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the Confederated Tribes of the Coos, Lower Umpqua, and Siuslaw Indians, they're embarking on a three-year project to stun, tag, and monitor Pacific lampreys. While these parasitic fish have remained largely unchanged for 450 million years, Mader concedes they remain a mystery.
This is real science. We're just starting to learn about this species. Currently, I don't even know if we can tell a male and female from them now. And this is our first tagging. And we're doing a lot of firsts here.
With their tube-like bodies, gaping gill slits, and especially their sucker-like mouths lined with jagged teeth, lampreys aren't the most aesthetically pleasing creatures. They look like they jumped out of a Ridley Scott sci-fi horror film. Ben Clemens, statewide lamprey coordinator for the Department of Fish and Wildlife, adds, they have a bad rep. In the Great Lakes of the Upper Midwest, they're a big problem.
They're invasive, and they are decimating the native fish fauna there. There's no evidence of native lamprey doing that here in the Pacific Northwest.
Cover their head and let them put their mouth in your thumb. Okay. And carry them just like a baby.
In a tent next to Eel Creek, Clemens and other biologists run a field hospital of sorts. Stunned lamprey are placed in tanks filled with a special anesthetic that makes them sleep.
Length is 435.
While out, each lamprey is measured, weighed, photographed, and tagged. Then Clemens becomes a surgeon.
We have hemostats here, we have a scalpel, sutures.
The glistening, brownish-green fish is laid out on a small platform, wrapped in a towel. Clemens goes to work as a group of volunteers watch on.
What I do is make an incision, insert the radio tag, put out the whip antenna, and suture it up with a couple of sutures.
Perched on a nearby slope, Doc Slider of the Confederated Tribes plays a song on his flute. He says many tribes still catch and eat lamprey, something he considers even tastier than salmon when smoked. Slider says they're also an important indicator species, likening them to the proverbial canary in a coal mine.
When the canary goes dead, you better be figuring out what's going on. If they're disappearing, what are we doing wrong? You know, is it chemicals coming from the forest that we spray, or is it food in the ocean? Or a combination of all, probably. But they used to be thick when I was a kid, and you can walk the waterways where I used to see, you know, hundreds of them, and now you only see one or two bodies.
So far this year, nearly 30 lamprey have been tagged. The Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board has provided $56,000 in grants towards the venture's first year. Roughly $30,000 more have been given in time and materials by project partners. Deemed by conservation groups as a species of concern, it's hoped that lamprey tracking will show migration patterns and challenges they face to help bring lamprey numbers back up. One success story lies in Northeast Oregon.
We saw a recent increase over the last couple years with lamprey in the Umatilla River.
Aaron Jackson is lamprey project leader for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. He says after decades of state agencies targeting the fish for removal, the tribe, Corps of Engineers, and Bonneville Power Administration have worked together to improve habitat, relocate adults into tributaries, and create artificial propagation programs. The BPA alone has put $5 million into the effort. Jackson says it's working.
Last year, we had close to 2,100 adults show up. This year, we think the numbers are approaching over 3,000. That's good news compared to just 10 years ago when you could count all the lamprey returning to the Umatilla on your two hands. Hopefully, within the next few years, we may have a harvestable population that hasn't happened in, since the 1970s.
Back in southwestern Oregon, Richard Litz of the 10 Mile Lakes Basin Partnership thanks the gathered staff and volunteers who've helped tag lampreys. He shares updates on 8 radio tags already recovered from a previous batch.
About half or more of those have actually been on land. The antennas have teeth marks, kind of real sharp bends in them where they've been kind of chewed up, meaning that the lamprey was eaten by something.
So obviously challenges await both researcher and lamprey. But if all goes to plan, these creatures will see a rebound in southwestern Oregon's creeks and waterways soon. Brian Bull, KLCC News, outside of Lakeside, Oregon.